This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yes. The Ramones coming at you. Marky, DD, Johnny. There we have it. Beat on the Brat with the baseball bat. I'm Thursday coming at you. BAB, Long Island's classic rock and roll. I'm in Sunnyvale, California as we speak. Of course, we taped this on Wednesday, so I drove up to Sunnyvale, California tomorrow morning. That's my plan.
As you're
5 hours.
To this.
Yeah, as you're listening. Yeah, exactly. So, and happy to be at Rooster Tea Feathers this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's sold out. Friday's getting close. Thursday, come and stretch out. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. Gonna be fun. Looking forward to it. One show a night, then fucking hitting the town of Sunnyvale. Hardcore.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Watch out.
What's going on up there?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I still haven't even gotten, like, my hotel information from the club. Anyway, I will have to get on that. Hello, everyone. Happy to be back here on a Thursday. Great time. Just a couple of things right off the bat that we were looking up topics quickly. Went over to the Farmer's Almanac, Alex.
Ooh,
you know, just
yeah.
What the hell? Why not? I was actually trying to find summer's hottest trends, fashion-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the miniskirt is back in a big way this summer, ooh, Alex. Miniskirt. So get on it, ladies. Or gentlemen. Hey, different times. Mm-hmm. Everybody, get one. You're going to get a miniskirt. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it. So
gentlemen.
That's going to be, yeah, everybody. That's going to be a hot look. But apparently it thought I wanted to know if it was going to be the hottest summer. And according to Farmer's Almanac, you guys are in for a hot one. It's going to be the hottest summer on record, according to the Farmer's Almanac. I don't know how, I've never really seen the statistics of how right on the Farmer's Almanac is.
Mm-hmm.
But they are predicting the hottest summer ever, which is trending in that direction. So they wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
And there you go. I mean, the summer's hot. It's just hot. It's hot today in Los Angeles, actually. So, and you forget how hot, you know, when you're in the winter, you're like, God, I'd love summer. And then you feel the heat of the summer. You're like, God, give me winter.
Yeah.
You know, but here we are. We'll have fun with today's episode. You familiar with the work of JoJo Siwa?
I am.
Yeah. What do you think of this JoJo Siwa? She's 20 years old now. She's lesbian. She went lesbian. And that's fine. Hey, get out there. Enjoy your life. I guess at one time she was a big deal on YouTube or something. Kid.
Yeah.
She was a kid, big bow in her hair. All the kids watched her sitting in her bedroom making, I don't know, crafts or something. I don't know what people do.
Probably.
And people loved it. I mean, she was huge deal on YouTube, and then spun it off into cereal. It was a JoJo Siwa cereal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a JoJo Siwa game. Remember
card
we talked about card game?
And
there was some issues.
Yeah.
Some of the questions were a little sexual.
A little
people thought risque for
You
know, people who might be playing something like that. She went on Dancing with the Stars. She went on Celebrities on the Moon or some dumb shit. You know, just things like that. That's where she's at now. 20 years old, living the lesbian lifestyle. Apparently she showed up in like crazy makeup somewhere. She looked like kind of like a Gene Simmons makeup, and everybody's talking about this makeup that she wore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? I mean, at this point, she's 20. I feel like everyone loved her when she was a kid. So when you get, will they still love you
mm-hmm.
when you're 20? So she's probably got to reinvent something here or do something. And so that's where she's at currently. But JoJo Siwa is no stranger to online scrutiny and judgment. But the recent wave of criticism crashing into the 20-year-old singer, dancer, ooh, ready for this? Huh? Singer, dancer, actress, and former Dance Mom star. Was she on Dance Mom?
Wow.
Is that where it came from?
I
didn't know that. I got to do more JoJo Siwa research.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, has become too powerful to ignore. But it seems some people are enjoying adding fuel to the hateful fire. After Siwa released her new song and music video called Karma. Oh, she's got a new song out. Alex will have that up in a second.
Yeah, let me find it.
Which features a large cast of female dancers on a yacht. Who wouldn't like that? A large cast of female dancers on a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice. People rushed to share their opinions about her outfits, exaggerated dance moves, and her voice. Social media users mocked her for saying that she would love to have one of her exes featured on her podcast, JoJo Siwa Now. Well, she's got a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she does. They were also particularly offended by her desire to start a new genre of music called gay pop. Wait a minute.
I thought have all
never,
pop.
Have you never heard the Pet Shop Boys? How dare you? Erasure's been doing gay pop since 1981. Mm. You better watch it, JoJo Siwa. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear a little of JoJo Siwa's. Alex got it. Quick. What is this called?
This is called Karma. It's her first song out. First release, so.
Well, we listened to the first release of Dylan Mulvaney a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear this one. Karma. Oh. April 5th, it came out.
This is gay pop.
Oh, am I going to turn gay when it's over?
Maybe.
Well, I hope not. I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. Okay. I swear I did it all for fun and it meant nothing. It never happened. It was a secret. Like when a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it. Oh, cool. Whoa, deep shit. Thank you, JoJo Siwa. I mean, is it, what is this? Now, what am I supposed to do with this song?
Mm.
Is it, are we going to start, is this song going to really get it moving right now?
Oh,
I feel like
see.
It's coming. Here we go. There it is. Get me on the, Alex, get out of the way. I'm heading to the dance floor. Get out of the way. Oh. What are you doing? Fucking dancing on a yacht with a bunch of girls. What are you doing? I've been...
You and a bunch of 20-year-old
I'm
lesbians.
I'm friends with JoJo Siwa. Don't you know anything? Thank you. All right. I mean, it's poppy. It's poppy. That's gay pop.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did it make you gay?
I don't feel gay. I actually feel the furthest thing from it. Okay. That song. I mean, it sounds like every song.
Mm-hmm.
It's every overproduced piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. I mean, who's going to listen to JoJo Siwa? 20-year-old people, like some 14-year-old girl might like that. So I'm not going to begrudge them that...
For having a good time.
Piece of shit. The internet has taken me through some a ringer, says Siwa, as she said during an interview. But at the end of the day, I made the art and I wanted to, and I'm happy and I'm proud. So excited to bring this version of pop music back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, like that sounds like every single song. But who knows? Let her be her. Let her JoJo Siwa. Media and psychology experts say it. The reason I'm reading this article is it's because it's not just about JoJo Siwa. This is over the USA Today, Alex. Are you familiar with the work of the USA Today?
Yeah.
You remember when they came out years ago, the USA Today? This is when papers were still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actual physical newspapers. And the New York Times and things like that were too much for people. Like, this is a lot of reading. I don't have time for all this jibber jabber.
Yeah.
Remember when Mr. T used to say that? Anyway, and so the USA Today came out. It was thin. A lot of graphs, a lot of pictures, a lot of colors. They were doing colored ink there quickly.
Ooh.
Before anyone did colored ink, USA Today was throwing on colored ink. And people were having, you know, you didn't have to invest fully in it. Now it's, they still have it. It's like in a lot of hotels.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a USA Today in the lobby if you want to take a look at it while you're at the breakfast buffet. You can take a look at it. Very thin, you know, not much going on. And I don't know if they're even doing like everyday news. I feel like they're usually just a few days behind.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you'll pick it up and it's the USA Today. We all know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's your source of major news, but this is the article. So this is articles in USA Today. And what it says is the internet is attacking JoJo Siwa. And here is why on the internet, we love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the psychology of loving to hate. And as a guy who gets his fair share of hate, on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Alex, of course. He knows. Like I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. We all get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people do. There are Reddit pages just to hate me and people I know.
Yeah.
And so people love to hate. We all, I guess. Let's read why. You want to read why?
Mm-hmm.
The internet is that's her. Media and psychology experts say it's not uncommon to obsess over others, particularly celebrities, cringy moments and mistakes that they make. It makes us feel better about ourselves. It's a phenomenon called Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what people are doing to me, Alex. They see me because I'm a big star.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to see me. They see me at a half-filled shithole somewhere in the Midwest. I go, Schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this asshole, yeah. Mr. Big Shot.
Bigger they are.
It was on television 11 years ago on a cable channel. Yes, but look at him now.
They fall.
Schadenfreude all over the place. Fuck him and his Schadenfreude. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's called. When we find pleasure and joy and satisfaction in others' troubles, failures, and pain.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have a little bit of Schadenfreude, I think. I mean, I have less of it now that I'm an older person. Like, I don't care anymore about, I'm not in competition with anybody anymore. Ultimately reveals more about us, the bullies, than them, the victims. There seems to be a narrative thread that we like watching people make this climb to wealth and status, said Robert Thompson, founding director of the Blear Center for Television and Pop Culture. That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these people just make up jobs. What do you do, Robert? What do I do? I'm the president of the Beer Center for Television and Popular Culture.
Uh-huh.
What exactly? You have like an office? You ever see the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got something. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Second floor of a strip mall.
Yeah.
Or above a Quiznos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Deep in the valley.
It says a State Farm insurance on the outside, but that that guy left months ago.
Yeah.
And now I run the founding director of television and popular culture. Anyway, he's Syracuse. Oh, it's Syracuse University. He's over at Syracuse University.
Mm-hmm.
Previously told the USA Today. But once they actually get there, one of the narrative threads left is to watch them fall. And we do get a lot of Schadenfreude pleasure out of it. I can look at a lot of example of stories that we tell. Yeah, okay, that's true. There's another psychology theory called social comparison. You familiar with that one, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
That can explain our love for this drama, says Elizabeth Cohen. She's the associate professor at the West Virginia University, who researches psychology and media and pop culture. I feel like these are fake jobs, but they're at universities. Like,
yeah,
that's what we do over here. I mean, basically, I could just say I'm a professor
mm-hmm.
in media and pop culture.
Yeah,
what do you talk about? Are you familiar with Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude?
JoJo Siwa. They Schadenfreude all over this poor gal.
Yeah.
She was trying to sing on a yacht, gay pop. Mm-hmm. And what did these people do? Schadenfreude on her.
Yep.
It's not nice. Okay. That humans will always try to compare themselves to other people, figure out where they fit in the world. If you perceive someone as better than you, you fall into an upward social comparison. The problem with upward social comparison is that it can be positive, but it makes you feel like you're not where you need to be. Cohen previously told USA Today, so it can be motivational, but it can also make you feel bad about yourself. I guess that's like looking at other people's Instagrams and things like that and going, oh, I wish I was that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The guy's got a nice physique or something like that, you know? But, and I guess everyone kind of does that, right?
Yeah.
You have anything you want to say outside of, I mean, I feel like you should comment more on this. Have you ever been schadenfreuded?
I have. They schadenfreued me on the regular. Or have I experienced the schadenfreude?
We'll get to it in a second. I got some reviews already. The problem with up with you, okay, we got the flip side of a downward social comparison where you consume the media solely to look down on others' behavior tends to dominate the social media landscape. That's all true.
Mm-hmm.
Trolling is contagious and can be addictive. Want to read about trolling for a little while?
Yeah.
Because the internet offers some degree of anonymity, there's a feel and a post cycle that occurs with little regard for its impact to others. Social media psychologist Pamela Rutledge, these unfiltered opinions can have a detrimental impact on those they target. In extreme cases, this type of trolling can be addictive.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with all of this. You know, don't you feel like trolling can be addictive?
I do feel that way.
It's contagious and addictive online trolling. You get the idea. I mean, this is nothing new. We've all heard these things before, but this is the USA Today. Mm-hmm. Barely hanging on over there. You know, they probably got three reporters left in a giant building about to close the thing up, make it an indoor pickleball court. And it was one woman just like a last ditch effort. She's like, I got something. Yeah. What? JoJo Siwa. What about her? Schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm. Trolls.
People troll her. No shit. People troll everybody. All right. Well, there you have it. There you go. I do have some news on the front of a Vermont Country Store. We love Vermont Country Store over here. If you guys aren't familiar, you okay today?
I am okay.
Feel like you're not saying anything.
I'm okay.
Okay. I don't know what Alex.
I don't have a lot of JoJo Siwa news.
I don't know if Alex. Yesterday we talked about Morgan Wallen.
Uh huh.
And this guy was
talked out.
This guy was hot.
Uh huh.
I mean, he was wild. Now I bring up JoJo Siwa. He's got nothing.
I'm not big on the...
Neither am I, but I'm trying. You think I know anything about fucking JoJo Siwa? I don't know anything about anyway.
Well, I will tell you this.
Country Store. There's a good... We don't need it. Too late. Nice try. Vermont Country Store, we love it. We go over there, see what do they got going on for summer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vermont, it's always the same.
Yeah.
This is what we got for summer. Couple of nightgowns, mm-hmm. couple of light cardigans.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Some jeggings.
That's what they got. We got the same shit we've had for 40 years. Don't come over here looking for mini skirts and trends. We don't do that here.
No.
And I go over looking for all sorts of fun things, but I found they have a category that's gifts for men and gifts for women.
Okay.
Like if you're like a man and you want to buy something for your lady, you'd go over to Vermont Country Store and go, God, what's good? And they go, well, we'll make it easy on you. Well, I'm Orton Cabot, and I will make it easy on you. Okay? We got a section called Gifts for Women. Go on over there. Peruse it and see if there's something you would be interested in. Okay, so these are gifts for women, and one of them, of course, is our favorite. It's an evening in Paris Eau de Rose perfume.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it many times. It's gotten a lot of reviews. It's got 290 reviews. Evening in Paris. Some not great. I mean, a lot of one stars. For Evening in Paris.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever smelled it, but I think I've smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You ever go to like a customer service area of any store,
mm-hmm.
say it's a Target, and there's a lady 58-ish and she's arguing about something she wants to return.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a whiff of her neck. That's an Evening in Paris.
That's an Evening in Paris.
That's what I assume that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Charlie. This is her review. She left it 4 months ago. Charlie. The perfume is not like the original. The perfume smells like it's been sitting around for years. The aroma is heavy and cloying. I was very disappointed.
Yeah. Smells like an evening in Reno. That's what I think.
Finally, the guy says something. It's one of his jokes. Yeah, all right. Well, it's something. We got to take what we can get today. Okay. Okay, want to hear another review on Evening in Paris?
Mm-hmm.
I have been buying this fragrance for over 40 years. Maybe it's time to move on, but anyway, it's my go-to. The last bottle I purchased through Vermont Country Store has changed. It's changed. The scent in this blue container is so much weaker than it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I do mean years worth of purchases. I'm disappointed.
Maybe her nose is just getting worse.
That could be 40 years of wearing an Evening in Paris. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's time to take a flight somewhere else.
Yeah.
Patty didn't like it either. She gave her sister a bottle for Christmas. It's the right bottle, but the wrong perfume. It seems like a lot of, maybe there's a problem over packaging over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, Jim, shipping and receiving. Can we talk to you a second? You know what bottle is Evening in Paris? I do. It's the blue bottle, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you know what perfume goes in that? I was assuming Evening in Paris. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
But it turns out Patty bought it for her sister, and she thinks somewhere in the shipping and receiving line, you put in some other shit.
Yeah.
Could that have happened?
You keep giving her Caribbean afternoon. She wants Evening in Paris. No more sandalwood.
This guy sat on his ass for the first 10 minutes of his podcast. He had nothing about JoJo Siwa, and he was just, waiting. He was waiting, getting ready to pounce, and he comes up with a fucking gem. Good for him. That's the way to do it. I don't have the luxury of sitting back and waiting. I have to keep talking while he sits and waits for, Caribbean afternoon. Oh, boy. My sister got me a bottle for Christmas. This is Patty, 1-star review. She received this again. So maybe there's something going on with it, because that's just 3 reviews that say this is not the right perfume in this bottle. I'm familiar with the bottle. I've seen the picture. It's blue. It's got a nice shape to it.
Yeah.
I've seen it sitting in people's bath. You know, you go into people's shitty houses and you'll see a bottle of it sitting behind there over their toilet. You have those shelving units go over the toilet.
Yeah.
You see a dusty old bottle in there. They haven't been touched in years.
Mm-hmm.
The person and the perfume. I do still have a bottle of Power from the old Evening in Paris. Sure wish I can get that perfume, but this isn't it. Okay. I don't even know what that means. Yeah, everyone's saying this is not the same fragrance. Maybe they did a little recipe change.
A little
recipe change. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
People do that. This is not the same fragrance. The Evening of Paris, very disappointed.
Yeah.
The Evening of Paris bottle I received smells like stale water. No depth to it. It used to be a wonderful perfume. Now it's awful. Do you have any quality control over there? Way too expensive. This is Rob. Rob wrote that. Rob's furious.
A long time.
I know. Rob's furious about it. All right, anyway, well, that's something you could get your lady.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful, because some people are saying it's not what you were hoping it would be.
Yeah.
But the one that I really wanted to discuss is some people are very upset at what, because there's a lot of candies. They do have another, if you guys are upset with Evening in Paris, can I recommend Highland Lilac?
Mm.
That's also an eau de joie perfume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of different... languages today with Schadenfreude and this one. Does not smell like lilacs. Gassan said, does not smell like lilacs. Smells like synthetic lilacs.
Oh.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
There's a 5-star. A lot of 4-star reviews. I mean, we can't... It is funny, like, that people leave, like, 3-star reviews. Like, that's a weird one for me. It's either if you're going to sit down and take the time, it's either got to be 5 stars or 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go, it's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd let you know that. It's decent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but some people are upset about this one, too. This guy doesn't think it smells like lilacs. I was looking for a lilac perfume that reminded me of my grandmother.
Okay.
All right, that's Karen. No, no shit.
Yeah.
This is not it. This has undertones. Ooh, whoa, Karen, not. This has undertones of cat urine.
Whoa.
I feel like that says grandma more than lilacs.
Yeah.
Depending upon your grandma. It does not smell like lilacs at all. I'm very disappointed. It smells like cat urine. Ooh, that's a bad smell, cat
urine. Yeah, like that ammonia.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Martha's also disappointed. She didn't go with the cat urine thing, but that's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that at the bottom of people's reviews of All Country Store, they have that question. This is helpful. Is this review helpful?
Mm-hmm.
The cat urine one, 7 people said, yes, it is.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was about to purchase it. I don't want to walk around and smell like cat pee-pee. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
So disappointed this fragrance doesn't last. Oh, that's not nice. I love lilac, and I thought this would smell just like the flower. A lot of people say it does not smell like lilac. So, okay, we understand that. That sounds like a problem. Maybe you don't get that one either.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear, they got some jelly beans. It's, they have leftover from Easter.
Mm-hmm.
We had Easter, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Easter. They got a flower basket tin with a pectin jelly beans.
Okay.
What is a pectin jelly bean?
Ooh, you don't know?
I don't. They got a nice candy dish. It's, they're displayed in a nice candy dish.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in a nice tin. I mean, I guess, who would give this to that lady?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be
this
like.
This is still gifts for women?
This is still gifts. This is in the gifts for women section.
candy from the last holiday as a gift for...
Well, you know, maybe, you don't, I think jelly beans could get them any old time.
Yeah, but still,
it's
mean...
It's getting rave reviews, Alex. Okay. It's a great gift. My son loved the jelly beans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, loved, all capital letters. I bought this as a gift to be shared by both grandchildren and their parents. I received very positive feedback from the grandchildren until she left the house and drove home. Hey, what did grandma get us? Oh, she got you a tin of... Shit, jelly beans. Oh, just say something nice. Write her a little note or something, and we'll send it to her. But dude, just throw them in the garbage.
Yeah. No, I don't want any.
Yeah, I don't want any grandma's. I don't want any grandma's jelly beans. Did you notice grandma smelled a little like cat urine today? Did you? I didn't notice. Yeah, you got to get close to her. Certainly wasn't lilacs.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. But thanks for the jelly beans, grandma. So anyway, I don't know if you want to get Olivia some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice clog, Dan. A nice clog.
Ooh,
this is a woman's brushstroke and blossoms leather clog.
Ooh, let me see
that. What do you think of something like that, Alex?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that just says. You know what that says to me? That says I've seen about enough penises. I don't need any more. You get that shit. You get that right away from me.
Yeah,
I don't. I will take these clogs and I will walk the other direction. I don't need that shit anymore, sweetheart.
These clogs
I've been down that road before.
Yep.
And I am clogging my way out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to shoot and frotten on me for my clogs? Don't. Mm-hmm. Don't. They give me extra they're non-slip so I could dance my fucking ass off on JoJo Siwa's yacht.
Yep.
Okay? I don't need your bullshit. 77 reviews. People seem to like them. Very
comfortable?
Well.
Are very nice.
Well, this is Retta. Oh, I wonder if it's my friend Retta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good friends with Retta, you know, from the actress and comedian. But Retta wrote, I need to return these shoes. I'm disappointed in the size. They're way too small. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
This
clog size differently than.
Susan says that they're too narrow. She's got big old wide feet on her. Mm-hmm. Looks like the Hobbit. this one says it's a pretty shoe. But it's too small. Once again, these people are having some issues with that. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. There's a lot of times the Vaughn Country Store will get back to the people. They ask questions. Do these clogs run wide? The women's brushstroke and blossoms leather clog comes in medium width. We hope this helps.
Yeah. Now, would Miss Frangiola like these clogs, do you think?
You're talking about my wife?
Yes.
Well, she doesn't go by Miss Frangiola, first of all, son of a bitch.
I know, but...
And no. Oh, God, no. I mean, I've bought some things.
I mean, you bought a pair of clogs for a wedding a few weeks ago that she wasn't too fond of either.
They're right here. Oh, here's Gina Tay.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a gift for a lady. We love Gina Tay over here on the podcast. Gina Tay, After Bath Splash. Mm-hmm. Gina Tay, Gina Tay. Oh, I remember that. The commercials are embedded in my mind in my youth. Growing up, Gina Tay, Body Splash. It meant you were... If you got out of the bath or shower and you Gina Tayed yourself up, you were getting shit done.
Yeah.
At least in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You put on your sneakers before you put on your high heels to go be a secretary. And that's as far as you're going, bitch. Don't you dare think you're getting any further. And you'd get on the train, Gina Tayed up. Get it and take it into New York City.
Ooh.
And she'd go up and, you know, get her stack of papers to her boss real quick. I mean, that's back in the days when that was the aspiration for a woman who she body splashed herself up at Gina Tay. She couldn't have aspired anything greater than just like secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Different times.
Oh, wait. Gina Tay wasn't highfalutin?
It was, but that was highfalutin. You were working in New York City, Alex.
Oh,
you weren't running around.
Yeah, you're like a...
Hey, you weren't running around. You weren't running
like
around.
Sex in the City girl?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We're running around in clogs eating jelly beans, for God's sakes. there's a review of it. Somebody gave it a review. Somebody really liked it. I was excited to get this product. Gina Tay is hard to find. I love it. It's such a fresh scent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this guy's name is? Perfume Collector.
Whoa.
Fucking weirdo.
Weirdo.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we thought that would be fun. I could sit and peruse... The things there was some very harsh reviews
criticism.
Of are jelly sticks. Remember those jelly? They're like a jelly stick. They used to be, I forget, like there was a brand name. They're a terrible candy.
Okay.
Maybe one of the worst. It's like a soft jelly, chocolate covered, but they're still going strong over the Vermont Country Store. You know, the Vermont Country Store, that's part of the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
They do like have stuff that, you know, puts you back into a nostalgic time.
Yeah.
So I always say, you could thumb through the Vermont Country Store and you put your mind at ease. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, I feel good about life looking at these nightgowns. You know, yeah. Bianca Sensory's not wearing any of this shit.
No.
And if you can imagine Bianca Sensory wearing this to the Cheesecake Factory, Kanye'd kick her right out.
Mm-hmm.
The hell are you doing?
Yep.
Although that would be great. You know, I know that probably some people say that they're doing some sort of art project.
Yeah.
Like this is their art project, the way they dress and stuff. Like that'd be a good art. Now, now go another direction. We've all seen, you know, the very sheer just body suits that she wears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got that. Now fucking turn this shit on its head and put her in a cardigan. This clog.
Go Amish.
Yeah. Put a little Evening in Paris behind her ears. Pop, 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 pop. You know? And then she'd go where she head into Cheesecake Factory, and you'll see people start respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Touch a lilac.
I think we've covered everything we can cover. We've done all we could do here on Vermont Country Store. I could do it all day, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Alex has been doing some hot new fashions. You guys have seen him in person. He's doing some real nice shirts, button-ups.
Ooh,
and I think he's doing it through Quince, via Quince. Am I correct?
I think you are.
Yeah, and you guys know, of course, my quarter zip that the world talks about every time I...
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, of course, warming up a little bit, and I won't be wearing my Mongolian cashmere quarter zip. But I did get a corduroy jacket from them recently that I absolutely love. So I have to recommend to all of you to head on over to Quince. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. I agree with that. You could wear these from here on out. You'll have them in your closet forever. That's me reading, okay? You know who else I think shops at Quince? Bianca Sensory. That's where she gets her those outfits she wears. Mm-hmm. Those are from Quince.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like a little tube top.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. But anyway, that's not true. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere, crew neck sweaters, of course, $50 iconic wonder-spent leather jackets, and versatile flown-in activewear. The best part is all Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I agree with that. You, Alex, we know how much you love the socks.
Ooh.
But you've since got some other things, and they look great on you.
Yep.
I mean, but you got a nice physique for clothes, but you don't have to.
No.
That's the beauty of Quince stuff. You could be a schlub, and this stuff makes you look good. So I highly recommend you ladies getting your schlubby husbands over to Quince and get them something nice. By partnering directly with factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/cover for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/cover. You don't got to worry about that return thing. You're going to look so good. You're not going to be returning this stuff.
Mm-mm.
Thanks, Quince. What's happening is, let me tell you what I'm a little concerned about, Alex. And I'm apprehensive to bring this up because I feel like we're maybe giving him a little too much attention. But for fun, here goes. We've mentioned it before, a Reddit page about Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
Snark, they call it. It's a snark page.
Mm-hmm.
And they're snarky on there. Snarky toward me. They're snarky toward Heather. Mm-hmm. Snarky toward everybody. But they're... Some of them are positive toward me, quite a few of them. And today or yesterday or something, somebody wrote, I love Cover to Cover, this podcast that you're currently listening to. It's my new Juicy Scoop or whatever. And I'm happy to hear that because I know we share a lot of the same audience. And I'm happy people enjoy it. But I've always said, Alex, we are not Juicy Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
We are, and I understand if you come over from there and you don't like what we do. I get it.
Yeah.
And I'll also, and so I, there's a lot of people saying that. I tried. It sucks. He's boring. But also many more. There's way more going, it's great. We love it. Okay. So I'll take it. But I have a feeling there are people who are going to read this snark comment, whatever they call that. What do they call like one chapter, whatever, question?
Yeah.
Whatever they, and they're post. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Post. Yeah, of course. And people will be like, yeah, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be the biggest podcast in the world. We don't, that's why we talk about Jelly Sticks and, and Evening in Paris. We like to do what we like to do. We have a very good audience that enjoys, talking about reviews of the Vomit Country Store. That's what we want. We don't need everybody over here. I would die if there was ever like a snark page.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got so big that there was a snark page.
Yeah.
Dedicated to just shooting frotting all over us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Knocking us down
exactly.
A peg.
Exactly. I don't need it. I don't need it. The only reason why they have snark pages for like Juicy Scoop and stuff is because she's got too many listeners. Mm-hmm. It's too popular. You know, when there's too many, there's going to be a couple of rotten apples or whatever. I don't need that shit.
No.
One person went in there and said something along the lines of, it's the greatest podcast. And somebody wrote, well, this is obviously Chris Frangiola posting. And thank you for giving me the credit to think that I would even know how to go on and create a Reddit profile with like a funny picture and a fun name. But I wouldn't even know how.
Yeah. That's my business.
Yeah, you could get in there.
Maybe I'm a Reddit guy. Maybe yeah, it's me.
So Alex, yeah, I'm infiltrating. Alex is upset at Reddit because he told me how Reddit used to be a fun place to go for like deep, dark conspiracy
Reddit used to be
theory.
Epstein. Now yeah, it's Tom yeah. Sandoval.
I know. Well, whatever.
Boring.
And us.
You know? I know.
So, but anyway, so it's fun. So there was a favorable post about us.
Yeah.
And so I hope they're not coming over here now. And this is the episode they're going to dive into. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Earth?
I know. It's what we do. Some people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you did have a celebrity story. Sylvester Stallone. Little Sylvester Stallone news.
Yep.
They say he's being mean to like extras on the set of...
Background actors. Tulsa King is his show.
Yeah. It's on Paramount Plus. One of those Paramount or something. It's like a mobster or something in it. I tried to watch it once. It seems to have like a mix of comedy and drama.
Yeah.
And it's almost... I get when shows do that. But this one, it's a little clunky.
Okay.
Either you go comedy or drama. Mm-hmm. I think trying to mix the two... In this particular show is a little clunky.
Okay.
So what did he say? He said something in extras. He was mean.
So Tulsa King, a casting agency, quits after Sylvester Stallone allegedly insults background actors. This is the agency that provides them with background.
Now, are they shooting it in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
They shoot it in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's shot in Atlanta.
Right.
Sylvester Stallone's behavior on the set of Tulsa King comes off as just a little bit extra. The jury is still out. It says here he referred to various background actors as, quote, ugly, quote, tubs of lard, and, quote, a fat guy with a cane.
Ooh. Sounds like that's not nice at all.
And it says...
But maybe if that was what the extra background actors... Like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You want a cross-section of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does he want?
Stallone allegedly wanted, quote, pretty young girls to be around, is what the quote said.
Oh, okay.
But as you read on a little further, you realize
it's like one of those nothing stories.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to be, the casting agency was supposed to be providing them background actors for like a young hip bar.
And they sent
them over a bunch of kind of schlubby people. And
Stallone's that hands on? Really?
Stallone's like, still? I wouldn't be caught dead in a bar with all these tubs of lard.
He's 80 years old. He's still that hands on with his TV shows?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess that's why he's had such a long career. He takes it seriously.
Yep. The director of the program says he's actually calling it out, saying this is not true.
Yeah.
We'll wait to see where it all falls. But
yeah, that's what everything is. We tell the story, and it could be true or not true, but that doesn't stop us.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the truth in a couple of weeks, and then we won't retract it.
I mean, 6 months ago, we couldn't figure out anything about Lizzo and her background dancers, and now she's quitting the music business.
She's back,
though. She said that
was just, she was having a bad day.
Having a tantrum.
She did a follow-up on it.
Okay.
In a bikini, of course. You know?
Oh, okay.
That's what
she's back.
Anyway, she's back. You know what I mean when I say I quit. I don't quit.
Yeah.
I just quit today.
I need a mental health.
We all do that. I quit. I don't really quit. You know what I love, Alex? I love, and this is a dark story,
mm-hmm.
but but I love jail room justice.
Okay.
I love prison justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of my, you know, a lot of my friends, they have their thing. You know, I like the Real Housewives. I like this. I like, what is Sarah Colonna's podcast? What do they call Myths?
Married at First Sight.
Oh, is that what MAFS stands for?
Married at
Oh
first
my God,
sight.
I had no idea. I kept seeing MAFS. What the fuck are MAFS?
Yeah, MAFS holes. That's their thing.
Oh, all right. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Married at First Sight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people have the thing. My thing is I like prison justice.
Okay.
You know, and you'll hear about it sometimes. Like, oh, child molester. He goes in. They don't like child molester.
Mm-hmm. They call them chomos.
Yeah, they'll beat the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be a guy who murdered 10 people, mm-hmm. but that is looked less, child molester is less favorable than this. You know, everyone's a scumbag, but they choose who's worse. And you know, there's a pecking order.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
There's honor among thieves.
Yeah. Anyway, Joran Vandersloot, real piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the one who killed this Natalie Holloway years ago.
Among others, they say.
And then he killed another woman. Somewhere in a Central America, I believe. And I believe he's in a Central American prison, right? Somewhere in Peru. Yeah.
Peruvian jail.
Real piece of shit. And, you know, and you feel bad for Natalie Holloway's parents and the family and everybody who had to go through the horrible things they've had to go through. Because he's come out and done, like, interviews where he said he's done it and how he did it. They never found any mm-hmm. trace of her. But still, it's so Joran Vandersloot was beaten up in prison,
mm-hmm.
in the Peruvian prison. He was beaten, I guess, pretty extensively from what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the people in the prison want him dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because of Natalie Holloway or something, or, you know, he's been in prison for quite some time. He's probably caused other problems. But
I also imagine, because I believe he had a victim from that country as well.
As far as I know.
And I imagine they don't take too kindly to some wealthy guy coming over.
Because
wasn't he trust fundy a little?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I kind of hate that guy too. You know?
No, we want prison justice for mm-hmm. him. We want this. We want the Peruvian prisoners mm-hmm. to kill him.
Yeah.
I said it. There you go. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Said it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Anyway, and another guy, the Oscar Pistorius.
Oh.
He's out.
Okay.
You know, the one who maybe killed his girlfriend. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It's a crazy story. But if you believe that he did, they're saying he's too toxic to get a job, and he's out, and he's sweeping church floors.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job, sweeping church floors.
So. He was an athlete, right?
He was an Olympian.
He was a professional sprinter.
No legs, you know.
Yeah.
And he ran on these like blades, and used to call him Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Double amputee Olympian who killed his model girlfriend inside their home in 2013 is holed up at his uncle's luxurious three-story mansion. Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
That sounds too bad.
And neither are sweeping church floors. Like, what could possibly be? Mm-hmm. What could possibly be in there? It's not so bad.
Yeah,
church floors aren't. I mean, I would imagine they're pretty. It's not like you're sweeping
a Chilean like a prison.
Yeah. No shit. Anyway, so he's just sweeping up church floors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's just poor bastards, you know. I mean, you just got to control yourself. This guy could have had he had a beautiful girlfriend. He was
mm-hmm.
kind of a handsome guy himself. Probably could have done Nike ads the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And then he just got to kill his wife.
Mm.
And Delta Airlines, that's my people. I am a diamond medallion over Delta Airlines, which means top of the top.
Okay.
I could fly the plane if I wanted to. but they are changing their how the passengers board.
Oh,
it looks like they're going to, now May 1st it begins. Delta Airlines will soon update the way it boards its passengers. The airline will begin boarding passengers using numbered zones, kind of like Southwest almost.
Okay.
But it really puts you in like a class system, because there's like a big sign that says first class,
mm-hmm.
another sign comfort plus, another sign sky priority, then main cabin 2, and you see them. you can see the losers.
Like the names? Or?
No, you could just see the people standing in the line in main cabin three. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Disheveled.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I would rather wear that Vermont Country Store clog. I really would than be in main cabin three. But, yeah, so they, I don't know. But that was kind of the way it is with, mm-hmm. with. I mean, maybe it would be quicker. I don't really know the reason they're doing it.
Yeah.
I'd probably to speed things up. But it starts like soon, mm-hmm. and I'll be probably on a flight to somewhere. For example, boarding will now begin with pre-boarding. I've seen a lot of people really pushing the boundaries of pre-boarding.
Yeah.
Because pre-boarding's for old people who can't really, and that's mm-hmm. understandable. Mm-hmm. This person's going to need a little more help getting down the aisle.
Yeah.
And you know, with their bag or whatever. So
let's
do it.
Put them near the front.
Yeah, but I see a lot of people. Really?
Yeah.
You need to pre-board? Mm-hmm. You look fine.
Yep.
I want to be the person who stands there and tells them, no,
mm-hmm.
let me see you do a jumping jack.
Yeah.
And then if they can, get back in boarding group three.
Yeah, main cabin.
You're just fine.
Three.
Jesus. Ugh. Then another woman comes up.
There was an
like,
old
article. Yo, you can go on. Why? Yeah. You smell like cat urine. Now get on that plane. All right. And then it says, okay, so here's what it does. Then it's Delta One, first class, boarding zone one, followed by Diamond Medallion. That's me.
Yeah.
And Delta Premium, select up Zone 2. Zone 1 through 4, we use Sky Priority Lane. Zones 5 through 8, we use General Boarding Lane, the same way they do today. Okay, I mean, it's not crazy different. Mm-hmm. The numbered zones will be printed on customers' boarding passes. It's a small change, but one with big potential to make the boarding process less stressful and more streamlined for both our customers and our agents, said a Delta spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
The airline grouped travelers by numbered zones until 2019. Then they switched to their current process, boarding by named categories. All right, well, there you go. If you fly Delta, which I believe is the best. And they always get number one on all these, reports, best airline. And I really do believe they're the best. I'm pretty much exclusively Delta now, so I'm not flying anybody else. So I'm not a lot to compare, but they're the best.
Okay.
That's it. I'm going to say I have my issues with the lounge, the Delta lounge. I feel like they're leaning way too heavy on egg frittatas, especially at LAX.
Yeah.
Because they did a brand new nice lounge up there. And I've been to other ones in smaller airports, Alex, and they're doing a cheese omelet.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. You familiar with a cheese omelet?
I've had a cheese omelet.
You know
omelet.
What it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cheese.
It's an omelet.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese are they throwing in there?
It looks like American. Looks like some sort of yellow like American.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But real good. Okay. I prefer it over the frittata.
Okay.
So I would like LAX to be, all right, give me both. Mm-hmm. How about a half? In that pan, you know the pan they come out with, whatever they call that. You know, it's like a what do they call those pans? Like a sterno?
Like,
remember they used to have
that? No, sterno are the little fires underneath it. A chafer, they call those.
Oh.
A chafing rack. Or yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I worked in conventions.
So did I. I mean, I worked in that kind of business too. But yeah, you know, I've heard that term before. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, half and half.
Yeah.
Half chafe, frittata, half chafe omelet.
Mm-hmm.
I just solved the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it. All right, let's get out of here. I gotta go. I gotta drive up to Sunnyvale,
California.
I'm at Rooster Tea Feathers this weekend. Everybody, come see me. I'm very excited to meet everybody. You know how we do it. Meet and greets. That's the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Meet and greets. I do it. I come out. You just gotta wait a minute. I've said it a million times, and I always get. I waited, and you didn't come out. I come out always. If you want a picture, I'm happy to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your husband's not real drunk and blah blah blah, I'm happy to meet you. Love it. I appreciate you coming, and for that, I will take pictures all day long with you. Don't hang on me too much. Don't hang on my neck and pull me down. Let me be a tall, strapping, good-looking man in the picture. Okay, I know how to pose. If you hang on my neck, it fucks up my pose.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. What do we have to get out of here on, Alex? We have plenty more coming. Everybody relax. Is this too short or whatever? It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Get out of here on probably you're heading up to Sunnyvale. My favorite song about San Francisco. Oh, Scott McKenzie.
If you're going.
Yeah.
Great song.
Great song.
I I feel like this plays in like every, isn't this in, of course, in Forrest Gump, right?
Probably. Any Vietnam era.
Yeah, any of that. Yeah, this really says 60s and 70s to me.
We're going
to
make the White House levitate. Yeah.
Yeah, this is this is where we're protesting some shit. I know it's not San Francisco, everybody, but relax. We're trying to.
We're having fun.
Yeah. It's actually not that, you know, they're going to.
Yeah, I didn't want to get out of here on JoJo Siwa.
We've heard enough. We've heard enough of gay pop. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I will see you this weekend. Excited about it. And then we're back, of course, on Monday and plenty more next week. The house that I've been working on is done. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go down there anymore, so I'm free to look up topics and work hard again. This thing nearly broke me. It nearly broke me and my brother.
Yeah.
Two strong people. Mm-hmm. We were nearly broken mental health-wise by this. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
And here's what breaks you. It's the getting down there. The fucking traffic on this 405 freeway is just brutal. Any time of the day. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference. It's fucking brutal. So, anyway, that's it. I got to go. My daughter's inside.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming to the room.
Being neglected.
She's very neglected. And she did two nights in a row now, by the way.
Yeah.
Alex. And she's come into the garage several times to let me know the macaroni and cheese is done, she said. I said, how do you know? She said, it smells delicious. The poor girl was starving.
Yeah.
And so I gave her macaroni and cheese. She's enjoying it. Then she came in and said she accidentally turned off the TV. How do you turn it back on?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what goes on. You guys should know. You should see behind the curtain. Before you, over at the Reddit page, talk about what a piece of shit I am.
Yeah.
Just know that in between boring stories about jelly sticks from the Vermont Country Store, I am making macaroni and cheese. I'm turning on TVs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reorganizing. Alex helped me move a table.
Yep.
I mean, we're doing a lot of shit around here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Not a thing. Oh, I got a show out in...
Where will you be?
Riverside somewhere, I think.
Come out and see him.
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's that? Like a
brewery? It'll be at a brewery. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, look on your face says it all.
Oh, well. I mean, we've all done it. I've been there many times.
Saturday night, we'll be out there.
Saturday night, Riverside. All right. You and Olivia heading out that way?
Yeah. Well, she'll come with.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Sounds good, everybody. Well, too bad we don't have a song about it, playing a brewery in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice to. Thank you. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye.